the end of Perakov Beis, the Torah tells us about Trefa. The Torah tells us, Anshei Kodesh Tiyumi, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be holy people, holy human beings. Basa Basada Trefa Lo Tochelo. If an animal was attacked in the field, that's an example of an animal that, although it's alive, has some sort of serious anatomical defect, we call that a trefa. Even if the animal will receive a proper shechita, it's not kosher. You're not allowed, a Jew is not allowed to eat it. Lakelef tashlichud also. You can feed it to the dog, but you can't eat it yourself. It's a halacha that we live in a modern society. Most of us are not really involved directly in the kashrus of meat. Meat, as far as we're concerned, meat grows on the shelves in the supermarket. And yet, two very practical lessons for all of us from the pasuk of Trefa. Number one is that introduction. The Anche Kodesh Tihumi. So they say the name of the Katzker. Why did Kodesh Torah have to introduce this mitzvah more than any other? That Kodesh Baruch wants us to be holy people. Every mitzvah, we should be holy people. And why Anche Kodesh? Say Kedoshim Tihu, like the pasuk in Chumash Vayikra. So the Katzker is supposed to have suggested that the Kasher specifically drives home the point that Kodesh Baruch wants us to be holy people. Kodesh Baruch was not interested in us being malachim or disconnected from Olam Hazeh. Kodesh Baruch has plenty of malachim. Kodesh Baruch wants us to be people who are holy. Kodesh Baruch wants us to be engaging and involved in Olam Hazeh, for instance, eating food. Not that we're poorish entirely from Olam Hazeh, but while we're eating and as we're eating, to engage in Olam Hazeh in a disciplined way that opens us up to Kedusha, that's the power of Kashrus. To be specifically people who are holy. Engage in Olam Hazeh in a thoughtful, deliberate, disciplined way that opens us up to Kedusha. And what's with the Lakelef Tashlichon also? The Torah wants to tell us that we're not allowed to eat it, but we're allowed to have hana. So for instance, you could feed it to the dog. Why dafka the dog? So the Gemara gives the suggestion on Derech Drash that it takes us back to the dogs of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is a very fascinating he'ara of the Das Sekeinu Mibaliatosis, the Perush and Chumash Mibaliatosis, al derech pshat, suggests the following Musar idea that emerges from this picture. Why is there a dog in this picture? What's a dog doing? Right? I have an animal, I have a sheep that was attacked by some sort of predator, clawed by a predator, it's still alive, but it's a trefa. So Torah says, don't eat yourself, you give it to the dog. What's a dog doing there? But that's Gabe Batosa says, Mustama, this is a dog. The reason why there's a dog in this picture is because this was probably the sheepdog that was supposed to be herding and protecting, keeping the sheep together and keeping predators at bay and calling the human owner if a predator gets too close. So that's why the dog is there. So we're feeding the meat of the trefa to the dog. That's Gabe said, that's surprising. I mean, this dog just failed. Right? The trefa, the fact that the predator succeeded in attacking the sheep, that means that's a failure on the part of the dog. The dog did not do his job. So you turn around and reward the dog. Not the way we would usually react. The Daskei says something fascinating. He says, yeah, but for the last 999 times, the dog did succeed in keeping the predators at bay. So human nature is that we tend to focus on rare failures much more than common successes of others. And those who help us most frequently, we come to rely on the most, and we tend to ironically be least grateful to. And we sort of take things, when someone's there for us all the time on a regular basis, we tend to take it for granted, and we tend to naturally, but not rationally, get much more upset at the rare times they don't come through than the fact that 99 times out of 100 they do come through. So Das Kenev Tosa seems to suggest that's the message of Akalav Tashlichon Oso. At that very moment when our natural reaction would be to be furious and to be upset, you let me down, look at this failure, you let the predator through, you didn't call me, the Torah steps in and says, that's a natural reaction, but the right reaction, the rational reaction, the reaction HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have, is if there are 99 successes for every failure, we should have at least as at least 99 times as much gratitude as upsetness. So the Torah says, "Bedafka right now, when I might naturally respond by wanting to punish the dog," the Torah says, "Right now is the moment to say thank you to the dog. Now is the moment to offer the besara trefa to the dog to break that midah and to reshape and to repolish my response and my sense of akar satov, and take this moment to turn it around and say, yeah, I'm disappointed that there was a failure this time, but I'm far more grateful for all the successes that I've tended to sort of take for granted." A powerful lesson of akar satov in our own lives, kashrus or otherwise.